With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Toyota has announced a recall of 1 million vehicles. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The automaker says the recall is due to a defect that could cause airbags not to deploy, increasing the chances of injury. It covers Toyota and Lexus vehicles from model years 2020 to 2022. Included are Toyota Avalons, Camrys, Highlanders, RAV4s, Siennas, and Corollas, plus some hybrids of those models. The Lexus models included in the recall are the ES250 sedan and the RX350 SUV, among others. The vehicles being recalled have sensors in the front passenger seat that may have been manufactured improperly. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Colorado State Supreme Court's 4-3 decision to bar former President Trump from the state's 2024 presidential ballot is being met with skepticism from some legal experts. Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow Hans von Spakovsky tells the Salem Radio Network this ruling will likely further bolster Mr. Trump's poll numbers.
This just feeds the image that he is projecting, that he is being persecuted by law enforcement over the fact that he's even running for president.
The ruling Tuesday marks the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Trump's campaign spokesman called it a flawed decision and said they'll appeal it to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Israeli military says it has uncovered a major Hamas command center in the heart of Gaza City, inflicting what it described as a serious blow to the Islamic terrorist group. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 475 points. This is SRN News. Australia's Catholic leader lays down the law.
Now that Pope Francis has approved blessings for same-sex couples, the head of Australia's Conference of Bishops is warning all priests that they must comply. Archbishop Franz Lackner says priests are not allowed to say no if a gay couple seeks a blessing, essentially eliminating any conscientious objection by the clergyman. Lackner says, quote, the church wants to speak good things in the name of God to couples in non-regular situations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Baptist, Ukrainian Orthodox, and Greek Catholic churches will celebrate Christmas on December 25th for the first time in Ukraine's history. According to Baptist Press, the Orthodox and Greek Catholic churches will abandon their traditional observance on January 7th. It's an idea that has been suggested for several years, and it gained popularity after Russia invaded Ukraine nearly 2 years ago. This is SRN News. Tesla has found itself locked in an increasingly bitter dispute with union workers in Sweden and neighboring countries.
The showdown pits the electric car maker CEO Elon Musk against the strongly held labor ideals of Scandinavian countries. None of Tesla's workers anywhere in the world are unionized. That raises questions about whether strikes could spread to other parts of Europe, where employees commonly have collective bargaining rights.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Musk is staunchly anti-union. He has said that unions try to create negativity in a company. Musk denies that Tesla has a wealth hierarchy largely because the company awards everyone stock options. Parents are opting out of school vaccinations at the highest rate ever. Last school year, that amounted to 3% of U.S. children entering kindergarten. The highest rate was 12% in Idaho. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.